Hey everybody, Rob Maurer here a little bit earlier today as I do have a flight to catch down to Austin later this evening, obviously for the shareholder meeting. Looking forward to that. There is still time to vote if you have not voted your shares yet for the meeting. Go ahead and do that today. But today we are going to be talking about a possible new version of the Model Y in China. There's some reporting on batteries going on there that we'll walk through. Also got potential news on the EV tax credit, a little bit of an update on Tesla Solar Roof, and a few other items as well. Right, so looking at the stock today, not necessarily a disappointing day, but a little bit compared to where the NASDAQ was. Tesla up 2.25%, closing at $922.19. The NASDAQ was up 2.6% today. Companies like Apple and Amazon up 4%. So would have liked to have seen a little bit more out of Tesla, and Tesla's been seemingly pushed down the last couple of days after strong starts. So, you know, I don't know if people are just waiting for the shareholder meeting or what's kind of going on this week, but green days, although not quite as green as what we might have hoped to see from some of the other action in the stock market. First thing here I want to talk about is just kind of look at the calendar. Obviously, shareholder meeting tomorrow. We were supposed to hear a little bit more about the EV tax credit this week. So far, not a lot of reporting on that. Really, all we have heard so far is a report from Reuters here covered by Teslarati that there has been a little bit of pushback from some automakers on some of the structuring of the tax credit. It seems to mostly be relating to the requirements around battery materials and battery components and where those are all being assembled and sourced from. We obviously walked through that in quite great detail. Some pushback on that, just saying that maybe the transition is happening a little bit too fast and not giving enough time for automakers to react to how this legislation is potentially written. So some pushback on that. We don't really know when this is going to be taken possibly further, potentially voted on. The Senate schedule is supposed to go to recess on August 8th, so later this week. We'll see. That can be pushed back, but you know, we're kind of just waiting to hear a little bit more, and that's really all we know at this point in time. And we'll just kind of watch throughout the rest of this week as we move closer to that that recess date. All right, getting into the news on Model Y here. So this is coming from Late Auto, source out of China. That the report here is that CATL has been working on a new battery and has that battery pretty much ready to go. They're calling it the M3P battery here. Don't get confused. That doesn't mean like Model 3 performance or anything. That's just the type of the battery that they're talking about. They're saying that they'll be supplying Tesla with these batteries in the fourth quarter of this year. They'll be installed in Model Y models that use a 72-degree battery pack. That's just a Google Translate error there. Should be 72 kilowatt hours. And this version of Model Y, they say, will be available next year. The interesting thing about this battery is it would be a lithium iron phosphate battery. However, it would also be using manganese. So instead of LFP, we'd be looking at LMFP as the battery chemistry. And they do also say here that according to industry insiders, the energy density of these M3P batteries, again, just the type of battery here, is about 15% higher than that of lithium iron phosphate batteries, reaching 210 watt hours per kilogram, and the cost is comparable to that of lithium iron phosphate batteries. So if we're talking about a 72 kilowatt hour battery here, if we compare to the current standard range Model Y that is available in China, that reportedly has a battery about 60 kilowatt hours, so this would be about 20% more energy capacity. And if we look at the energy density figure here, it's presumably coming in at a very similar weight to that of the current LFP batteries that Tesla would be using in those standard range vehicles in China. Obviously, the Model Y standard range not available here unless we count the Giga Texas, which is a little bit different of a configuration. So what's kind of interesting here is if we look at the current design studio for Tesla China, we can see that that standard range has a estimated range on the CLTC test cycle. Very important there to consider. I know I'm covering it up here, but 545 kilometers. Let me just see if I can move myself here really quickly so you guys can even see that. Yeah, there we go. So 545 kilometers for the standard range version in China. That would be, let's see, about 339 miles. Obviously, this is the CLTC test cycle. This is much more forgiving than the EPA test cycle, probably less realistic in terms of real-world range. If we look at how the long-range versions compare, it's probably a good gauge for how the test cycles compare. So long-range has 660 kilometers versus here in the United States, the long-range has 330 miles. So we're looking at about a 24% difference in the stated ranges here. So where I'm going with this is that if the standard range Model Y does get this new battery, that could, if we use this base of 545 kilometers, add, you know, 20% or so to that, maybe a little bit less just because of a little bit of added weight, we'd get up to 654 kilometers, which would be almost identical to where the long range version is sitting right now. So this could mean a couple things. Maybe Tesla would be using these LMFP packs for the long range version, or maybe they would offer an upgraded version of the you know, the standard range, quote unquote, with higher range. I think I could see either being in play. In any case, you probably end up somewhere below the 660, maybe somewhere around 640, and that's probably pushing you above 400 miles on the CLTC test cycle. And then if you apply that same, you know, 24% discount to work back to EPA range, you're probably looking somewhere around, 310, 315 miles or so, which again, pretty comparable to obviously where the long range would be sitting in the US. So it'll be interesting to see what Tesla does with this. Again, remember, they're sourcing the batteries for this apparently in the fourth quarter, with deliveries starting next year. What would be interesting is if Tesla did decide to replace the long range version, that could open up some sales for other purposes, potentially for Tesla Energy, potentially for other vehicles. So it would be exciting that Tesla would have some new capacity coming online here, and it'll just be very interesting to see, you know, how Tesla decides to slot this into the lineup. But really exciting, 15% more energy density at comparable costs. This would be I wouldn't go as far as saying like a breakthrough, but this would be a very significant development if this report is accurate. So hopefully that will be the case, and we'll, you know, keep an eye out for any more information that we can kind of dig up on that. The other news that we have out of China for today, and this is actually something that kind of came out about, I think late last week that we haven't had a chance to cover yet, or I guess I hadn't seen yet. So Ray for Tesla on Twitter here reporting that Tesla in China has started to offer a ownership loyalty program starting now until September 30th, where owners who trade in their used Teslas for a new S3X or Y will get the following perks. Number one, 50% off FSD for a savings of about 32,000 RMB. That would be about $5,000, about $4,800 or so. Free 15,000 kilometers of supercharging, and then free home charging service valued at 8,000 RMB. So that's about $1,200. Not sure exactly what that home charging service would be, but obviously, you know, more than $6,000 worth of value here for Tesla to sort of incentivize these trade-ins. So it's interesting why Tesla would be doing this. Obviously, September 30th would be just the end of Q3. I don't think they're, you know, if we go back and we look at the design studio here, we can see that Tesla's got long wait times on, you know, all the Model Ys here, 10 to 14 weeks, 20 to 24 weeks, 16 to 20 weeks. Same thing if we go to the Model 3. I think the wait times on that are still quite long in China for new vehicles as well, although perhaps not quite as long. 16 to 20 weeks on the Model 3 for both versions. So it's kind of perplexing why Tesla would be offering such strong incentives here for owners to trade in. It could just be a thing in the used market right now where Tesla's trying to get these vehicles from these owners and then sell them back into the used market. And maybe they're feeling like the arbitrage opportunity there is a little bit more than the difference in the incentives that they're providing here, most of the value of which would be from, obviously, from software. So it's kind of an interesting, Tesla having their software at such high margins does give them the capability to kind of do incentive systems like this that are very high value to a customer, but very low cost for Tesla. So, you know, I don't necessarily know how to feel on that, but Tesla having long backlogs of orders doesn't seem to be changing. Obviously, production should be increasing very rapidly here with the upgrades from China, you know, finishing Model Y already being finished and Model 3 finishing later this week. So let me know in the comments what you guys think on that, the incentive that we're seeing here from Tesla China. Again, not something that I think is concerning. Obviously, Tesla's worldwide demand is very strong, but sometimes regionally they can do these things to just kind of, you know, balance things out. So let me know what you think on that. The next news that we have here is from Electrek. They are reporting today that Tesla is testing a new version of Solar Roof. They're saying this is a Solar Roof version 3.5, currently deployed at employee homes for testing. Now, unfortunately, that's really all the news that we have on this at this point in time. Electrek had previously reported that Tesla has stopped doing installations of Solar Roof themselves. It doesn't mean that Solar Roof installations aren't happening. Suppliers or I guess third-party installers are still working on those installations. But Tesla has reportedly stopped those for, you know, the past few months and looking to begin those back again in Q4, which is apparently when they would start, they would hope to start deploying the Solar Roof version 3.5. So again, unfortunately, not a lot more details on that, but you know, any iteration, I think, is very welcome news for us on the Solar Roof. All right, next up here, we've got an update from Monroe. They continued their teardown of the 4680 Model Y pack. Not a lot from this that we can take away. They're mostly talking about the current collectors that we can see here on the top. They noted some improvements that Tesla has made in this version from the previous Model Y that they had, noted some of the things that they have taken over from the Plaid Model S that are also being applied here with the 4680 structural pack in the Model Y. Overall, they're, you know, continue to be impressed by what they're seeing, but not a lot that, you know, as a non-engineer that I can take away and communicate from this video, but still some pretty interesting details that they walk through. They are still thinking that there are 828 cells in this pack, and they also said that this would be a major step up in volumetric energy density, if not gravimetric energy density as well. So we'll continue to learn more about that as they continue the teardown, but that is where they're at right now. They've obviously gotten a couple of cells out of the pink polyurethane there, or whatever that material is. So hopefully we'll be learning a lot more from Monroe soon. And then we've got just a couple more things here. First, an update on the Model S and X for Europe. I know people have been waiting a long, excruciatingly long time for any updates here. We now finally have some updates here from Tesla. Looks like they are going to be, you know, they've started to take orders again for these Model S and X vehicles in Europe, which, you know, they weren't taking orders for a while. People with old orders I've seen have estimated delivery dates as early as November. I'm not sure if there are any out there that are earlier. And it looks like new orders, Tesla is estimating sometime between December and February, at least for the Plaid version of the S and X. So definitely an exciting milestone. It looks like Tesla will start to export in Q4. I would imagine they'll start that right as the quarter boundary flips and kind of go back to that wave that we're so used to seeing from Tesla on other vehicles throughout their history. Tesla will probably build these in the first part of the quarter in Fremont for export, maybe export those vehicles for 6 to 9 weeks, and then really focus on building supply for North America and getting those all delivered then before the end of the quarter. So I'd expect that's something that we'll see, meaning, you know, first ships leaving or first production early October, shipping over to Europe, probably first deliveries later in October or early November. So it'll be exciting to see that. And then we've also seen some Plaids start to show up, at least for Model S, in inventory, which I think that suggests that, you know, what we're seeing here kind of makes sense. The North American demand for Plaid, at least the backlog has kind of been met, and that would be the ongoing demand that Tesla would be fulfilling. But if their production levels on the Plaid are higher than what that demand is, they can now start to export it. And even as they start to export, might make sense to build a little bit of a backlog on these, you know, $150,000 vehicles in North America, just to have them available if anybody does want them during that period of time where they are exporting. So I think from that piece of data, totally makes sense what we're seeing here from Tesla on the exports, and hopefully we'll be seeing some customers taking deliveries pretty soon in the EU. Also on Germany today, we do have an update here on the sort of ongoing issue with nuclear power in Germany. Obviously, previously they have started to phase out their nuclear plants. They had 6 of them that were active last year. That's been phased down to 3, and those were supposed to phase out at the end of this year. There's been a lot of criticism of that now that Germany is facing energy challenges in general. So today the Chancellor of Germany said that it can make sense potentially to keep those 3 that are remaining operable operating beyond the end of this year. So not a final decision, but leaving the door open at least for that. Still, in terms of the energy that is being used, or the energy that is being generated from these nuclear plants, looks like last year that was about 13.3% of the electricity supply, and obviously going from 6 down to 3 is going to reduce that. So it's maybe, you know, 6-7% of energy production at this point in time, but, you know, at this point I think Germany can take, you know, will take everything that they can get. So hopefully those will stay open, and Germany will take advantage of the energy production that they have with those facilities. All right, so last thing today, just another reminder, go and vote for the shareholder meeting. We'll have that tomorrow. I'm not sure exactly what the coverage schedule is gonna look like with that. I think we'll probably, you know, do some coverage and then maybe reaction on Friday, but we'll see, kind of play it by ear as we get to that meeting, but definitely looking forward to it. Hopefully see some of you down there in Austin. But that will wrap it up for today. So as always, thank you for listening. Make sure you are subscribed and signed up for notifications. You can find me on Twitter at Tesla Podcast. And we'll see you tomorrow for the Thursday, August 4th meeting, August 4th episode of Tesla Daily. Thank you.